Now it's time to pick our blog posts of the week. We read blogs that have the issues, etc. widget. There are many, many of them. You can get the issues, etc. widget for your blog by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click the support page. Go to the bottom of the page. You'll find the widget there. Put it on your blog. It's very easy to do. Then email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that you did, and we'll start reading your blog. And it may get picked one of these weeks for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
And we have a new logo. We have a little award that we give to the blog picks of the week.
Starting this week.
Last week, actually.
Starting last week.
I don't know if anybody posted them yet, but...
We will send to the those bloggers who have their blog post pick every week, either by me or Jeff, a little, I wouldn't call it a widget because it's not a widget. It's just a little badge that you can post on your blog. I hope you can post it on your blog. In the sidebar, it just says Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, and then it has the date.
My pick this week, the Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition. And again, that's the site where I split screen it with that and thesaurus.com because I don't understand half the words they write. Rebecca Curtis, wife of a regular guest in the show, Pastor Heath Curtis, is one of the contributors to that blog. She has a blog post titled Natural Childbirth, the Honda Way. Baby 5, boy 3, was delivered into our arms healthy and well shortly before Epiphany Dawn, God be praised. This blessed event happened to happen in our car, mostly. Despite the complications this introduced to the situation, we consider the experience to have been positive overall. Dad has another impressive accomplishment to add to his already lengthy list, and we are looking forward to advocating for car birth and outdoor birth in the future. My pick for Blog of the Week, Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition, and welcome Linus Milton Augustine Curtis.
So Heath actually delivered his, what would this be now, their fifth or sixth kid?
Fifth.
Their fifth child. He delivered his fifth child, his son Linus, in his minivan. And if I remember that night, Epiphany night, it was cold outside. Very, very cold. And it started to snow. And snow and snow and snow that night. That's amazing. Did they ever make it to the hospital? Do you know?
I don't know. But I do know this.
What?
I've begged and pleaded that I want the rights to a reality TV show, local cable, because that's here in the area, Charter Cable. I'm going to produce the show. I've got to think of a name. Curtis, I don't know.
Oh, you mean about
their
family?
Listeners can help. Yeah, we that's all the rage on like TLC and stuff.
True.
So we do a local one of the Curtis family.
That's a great idea. It really is. And I mean, they're going to continue to have kids for a long time now. My blog pick of the week is from the blog Extreme Theology. Chris Rosebro has been writing this blog for a number of years. He's posted a picture there under the title, The Brutal Truth About Church Growth, and it says everything it needs to say. The caption says, Church growth, contrary to what the consultants may tell you, not all growth is good growth. And when you see the picture, you'll get the point. We'll have a link to both my pick and Jeff's pick at our website, issuesetc.org. Click listen, go to the on-demand page, and you'll find our blog picks along with today's audio. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We're going to spend the first part of Issues Etc. hour two reviewing the movie Avatar. Ken Samples will be our guest. We'll see what this movie's all about. My daughter saw it last night, and though she is unimpressed and not a big fan of science fiction, she came back, she said it was amazing, and she'd see it again right away. We'll find out what so many are finding amazing about Avatar. Pastor Matt Harrison will bring us an update on earthquake relief in Haiti, and then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's all ahead in Hour 2 of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon, January the 15th. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.